The chiropractor is the best.
Yeah, that's what everybody keeps telling me. They're like, they're like, your gait is different. Everything is different, and you need to go get adjusted because...
Well, your body has been used to carrying around a specific amount of weight and walking a specific way, and it's not adjusting to this. It's all it knows for right now. Yeah. So let me tell you, physical therapy was great for my injuries, but I'm sure it's great for other things. And then the chiropractor, chef's kiss. Highly would recommend.
Just know that my butt hurts if I sit too long. That's it. Guys, my butt hurts if I sit too long, okay? It's not as fluffy as it used to be.
Look at Zorro.
Same.
He is such a little monkey.
He's a ham.
Like, he can swing and move, and it's just insane. But, hi everybody, I'm Sarah.
Hi,
I'm
Alicia.
And this is Sinister States. Yo, I literally just started that off. Hi, Ethan. Oh, he has the same face.
He still looks the same.
But I was just about to like start us off like, and I was like, wait a minute. I have to say this word. If y'all just, not just, but if you listen to my Michigan episode, my vocal cords are done. Like, I need to not talk.
She just killed it.
I haven't decided if that's going to be two parts yet or not, but it'll probably only be one. So, thanks guys for sticking through. But I'm going to let Alicia talk because my vocal cords are fried and I still have not eaten lunch almost at all. So,
right. She is
not chomping.
We got this like, well, at least 2 hours ago at this point.
It's so warm.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
They're holding up. That hibachi's got it going on.
I closed it and put the iPad on top of it.
iPad kept it warm.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to tell you a fun little story. My mom texted me just a little bit ago.
I don't even know this story yet.
Yeah, yes, you don't know this one. No, mm-mm. You actually don't know this one. She just texted me a little bit ago. And so, my son is staying the weekend with her because my brother is in St. Louis, Missouri with his little band. They're shooting a music video.
Mm-hmm.
Their name's Lost in Silence, so they just released a new song.
They're really good, guys. I have listened to them. I'm not just saying that. They're really good.
So, my niece is staying with my mom this weekend because Willa's mom, Carrie, has to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, like, she would have to get Willa up, like, super-duper early and bring her over, and she wouldn't get home till late anyway.
Yeah.
So, she's just hanging out with my mom this weekend with Grandma. Well, my mom was, like... When my mom was down for my aunt's funeral over last weekend, she was like, do you care if I... She said, maybe I can just get Ethan. That way I can keep him together. I'm like, you know, sure, that's fine, whatever. So last night I met her cousin. Her cousin was already shopping on the other side of Asheville. So she met me out towards like Hendersonville to pick Ethan up. And my mom told me, she was like, I've got pizzas in the oven. And Ethan, my son loves cheese sticks. So she's like, I got some cheese sticks cooking. She said, so I've got one of those big, she got some kind of big, I don't know, something like pizza. She said it was a huge pizza.
Oh, I wonder if it's like those really like fun looking ones. They have like cartoon characters on the front.
She said she got
not cartoon characters, but it's like really like doodly.
Yeah. She said she got two big pizzas. I don't know. And so, because they both love pizza and they wanted pizza last night, so that's what she got. And she put it in the oven and she was cooking the pizza. Well, apparently last night she had turned the oven up too high and she burnt a little bit of one of the pizzas. And so she had to, I guess, cook another. I guess she bought a few because a little bit ago they were telling her they wanted another pizza. So she was cooking them a pizza. And she said, I turned the oven down, she said, and I still managed to burn the pizza. Again, she said, and Willa looked her dead in the eye and told her that it was burnt. But Willa still ate three slices of pizza.
How's that burnt pizza taste?
Right. And they going to complain that it's burnt, but they're sitting there eating it like there's no other things to eat.
Kids are like the funniest creatures when it comes to that. They'll be like, I'm not eating that. It's burnt. And then devour it.
Right.
Like, if you hide it well enough, they don't know.
Oh, yeah. Facts.
Or you have the kid that will find the burnt piece out of anything. They're like, that one's burnt. And it might be even slightly tinged. Like macaroni cheese, like how the edges will sometimes get brown. I'm not eating that. It's burnt. No, it's not. It's crispy. Shut up and chew.
Ethan's like that with hot dogs.
But let me tell you, I'm a basic macaroni and cheese person. Have you had my macaroni and cheese? There's some in the fridge, but you don't need to have any if you don't want. But my
Mac and
husband
cheese.
will, my husband, aka Lewis, Josh, Shelby's husband, Josh, Kelly's
Whose
husband,
husband?
they will swear to you up and down. Jonathan, they'll swear up and down that is the best macaroni and cheese that they've ever had. I'm a Kraft girl. I don't even want my own macaroni and cheese. I have a box, I have a family size box of Kraft in there. I'm gonna make it probably for dinner because that's what I want. I made a fancy, and when I say it's fancy, it costs, and I'm not bragging because I don't buy the ingredients because I hate making it. It's expensive and I don't want to do it. The ingredients alone cost $50 to make that macaroni and cheese
My
because it's
gosh.
fancy cheese. Well, it's not fancy, it's just higher
Cheese.
end, and you have to shred it yourself. So it's two types of cheddar cheese and Gruyere, and then you need like shallots and minced garlic. And cream cheese, and I think it's seven or eight different spices, and flour and everything. Because I make a roux with mine, and everything, and noodles. Don't forget the noodles, and everything like that. And it costs like
The
$50 to make
noodles
this
is
meal.
probably the cheapest part.
Yeah, I think we got like a size of like jumbo elbows from Lowe's Foods for like $1.99, but like a block of Gruyere cheese is like $9. And you
Never
need
been to a
8 ounces
Lowe's
of
food.
each cheese. So you need 24 ounces of cheese. That's for a standard one. If you're making a double batch, you need 48 ounces of cheese.
That's a lot of
And you
cheese.
need half a block of cream cheese, an entire 16-ounce thing of cream. Like, anyway, but speaking about like that, like kids are picky, but then you have people like me where it's like, I don't want fancy macaroni and cheese. I just want some Kraft.
No,
Your
that's
is your
Willa.
son
That's
Is
Willa.
Willa a Kraft or a Velveeta girl?
Willa likes either Kraft or Velveeta, but the funniest thing is Carrie will try to bring her like Biltmore macaroni. She's like, Biltmore, they be making their stuff from
I bet they, and
scratch.
I bet you it's high end and delicious
Right. And
too.
Willa's like, I don't like this. I
Yep.
just want my box mac and cheese. And that's what she said, is that her mommy brings her right. She's like, my mommy brings me mac and cheese. She said, but I just want the store mac and cheese.
Honestly, it's
And
just
kids are funny
classic.
like that.
Yeah. But I will put my macaroni and cheese up against any Southern grandma's macaroni and cheese any day of the week. Now that I have been accepted, that and my cookies.
Yeah, your cookies are good.
Thank you. Wait till I make you my cake cookies. I haven't made those
You
yet.
tried my banana pudding?
No, I have not. I did. Oh, I meant to ask you a few episodes ago. Did you ever make the cherry cake for
Ethan,
Ethan's
I
birthday?
did not.
You didn't? Okay, I was gonna ask if he liked it.
I haven't done it yet. I gotta do it.
I'm just
I'm
wondering,
gonna do it.
'cause I know your cupcakes are bomb, so I bet you that your banana pudding is good. I love
Yeah.
banana pudding. That's not a thing up north, so when I moved here, the first thing that I had for my first meal here was banana pudding, 'cause we went to a barbecue place and that was a side,
Yeah.
and that was my introduction, and I will devour
That and
a
like some
banana
sweet
pudding.
potato souffle. Oh my God.
I
Yes,
love
some
sweet
sweet
potato, but
potato
I've never had
souffle.
that.
It's so good.
Is it?
Like, it's like sweet potatoes with brown sugar and cinnamon
Oh, that's how I make my sweet potatoes.
but they put like crumble on the top and it's got like pecans and stuff with it.
Ooh, I want to try that because
Oh.
a lot of people
It's a
will put.
barbecue place down here that I get it at.
You should let me know what that is when you
Me,
can.
there's a couple of them because my husband loves barbecue. He's a bit of a barbecue freak.
Have you guys been to
You haven't been to that one in downtown
nope, that's
where the Wild Wings was?
nope, that's not what
Oh.
I'm saying.
You're like, nope.
Smokin' Pig out in Easley.
Potentially. We went to one.
There's multiple Smokin' Pigs, but I'm pretty sure the close there is a Smokin' Pig in North Carolina,
I'm
if y'all
trying to
have been
think
there.
where easily, like,
Easley is like on your way to
they
Clemson.
got that flea market.
I think so, yeah. But
Because
it's
there was
not on your
one
way to.
place that we went. It was down, but I think it was near Anderson, maybe.
It's on your way to Anderson.
We stopped at a barbecue place down there, and it was great. They had like corn on the cob, and it was so good, it made you want to smack your mama. Like, it was that good.
Yeah, no, the Smokin' Pig is the place that we went to when we first came to visit, and that is the best barbecue that I've ever had.
Trying to look and see. I can tell just by what the sides are because You could get sides of corn on the cob, and it was so freaking good.
Oh, I don't think that's smoking pig, Ben, because I don't think you can get corn on the cob. You can get, like, their macaroni and cheese is bomb. They have banana pudding. You can get this, like, potato crunch thing, which is, like, basically like a baked mashed potato thing.
Yeah.
You can get.
Oh, they've got sweet potato crunch on their menu. That's going to be the sweet potato stuff.
Okay, yeah, I haven't had that yet. Who is this?
That's the smoking pig.
Oh.
There you go. Next time you go, you gotta try the sweet
I
potato
do,
crunch.
because I always get macaroni and
So
cheese.
good.
I always get macaroni and cheese and banana pudding.
So, fun fact, this girl at work, and I had never thought of it, and I'm like, holy shnikes, now I gotta try it. I gotta make some. So she did a twist on a banana pudding. And
Ooh.
instead of using bananas, use strawberries.
That sounds delicious.
She used strawberry Jell-O mix to give the strawberry flavor and mix it in with like the regular vanilla pudding or whatever to get the pudding consistency. And oh my gosh, it was the bomb.com.
That
And then
would've
she
been.
had regular strawberries in it.
Yep.
Just
Did she still put the wafers in there, or did she do something else?
no, she did the wafers and then like a crumble on top. I was like, oh
That is
gosh.
delicious. That sounds delicious. Yeah. I've been told I need to try Blake and Leanne's oldest son, his banana pudding, because
Yeah.
you know Tanya from church? I'm not going to say her last name.
Yeah.
She and Blake and Leanne's oldest have the same recipe. I don't know. I'm assuming it's Tanya's, but it could be their
Yeah.
son's. But I've been told that that is the best banana pudding ever. I'm a liar. I've had Tanya's and I loved it. And that's when Leanne said that that's the same recipe that her son uses. So I told him that he needs to make me that for my birthday next year.
Yeah.
It's delicious. And I don't even like bananas. That's the kicker. I will go through like 1 week a year
Yeah.
where I just want bananas or bananas and peanut butter, and that's it. But I will mess up a banana
You
pudding.
see Nelson and Jonathan and I want to say it was Matt and there was somebody else too. When I made the banana pudding that one time, they were like, this is the best banana pudding
Well,
I've
now you
ever
have to
had.
make it for me.
So
That's the
it
rules.
was the bomb. I'll make you some nana pudding and you can make me some
I will.
cookies.
I'm gonna have to make you my cake cookies at some point, and that's a very different recipe than what I make. But it is just as
But we're
delicious.
from the South and we don't share recipes, so don't ask us what's in our stuff,
No,
peeps.
I do not. I learned that somebody asked me for my cookie recipe, and I said no, and I will never. Josh tried to get my or Shelby. No, I think it was Josh. Josh tried to get my macaroni and cheese recipe. Lewis was like, "Can we give it to them?" I said no.
That's like me with my coleslaw recipe and my deviled eggs. I will not give those secrets away.
Oh, I've never made my egg salad, but that's a recipe I'll never give away. My mom's macaroni salad recipe she needs to give me.
Now that's the thing though. Like my mom, she's got a baked bean. Like she makes baked beans from scratch. And she's got like this recipe and she literally like she showed me how to make it one time. But it was funny because it was actually my mom's sister, my aunt, her mother-in-law gave my mom the recipe and she told her, she said, my only thing is that you can't tell anybody what my recipe is. So, but my mom showed me how to make it because Gertrude is now deceased, obviously. My mom's like, if I don't tell you how to do it, then the recipe will die with me.
Right.
So, and I don't make baked beans, but I'm gonna know how to make them before long because I'm gonna get that recipe from her one more time. I need to sit down and write it down. And me too.
No, I have never had chocolate gravy.
Yeah, chocolate gravy. My grandma makes chocolate gravy, or my grandma, she doesn't make it anymore, but she used to. That's one of those old recipes too. But I know how to make that, so we're good. It's good. Make it for like you eat it like biscuits and gravy, but it's chocolate.
Really? I'm intrigued. You must
Yeah.
make that someday.
I made some for my in-laws for Christmas one year and nobody really ate it. I ended up
Rude.
taking it home. It was like I thought it was good. Ethan thought it was interesting.
It's probably a weird concept because you're thinking it's going to be like more savory and it's like a chocolate
But it's
thing.
not like a deep chocolate.
No,
It
it's
just
just
has like
like,
cocoa powder and stuff in it.
well, it's like my sister-in-law, when she makes chili, she puts dark chocolate in it.
Does she? Ooh.
It's actually really good. It like balances out the like saltiness and everything that typically comes with
Yeah.
like chili seasoning. Not even just the heat of the
Right.
chili seasoning, just
See,
that.
that's like me with my the coleslaw that I make and the deviled eggs that I make. Like, I don't eat coleslaw, but I'll make it for people. Like, I use my dad's, it's a recipe that my dad had from a fish camp that he worked at. And then my deviled eggs are my dad's mom's recipe that she did, and I'm assuming probably my great grandmother's recipe too. That was one that was passed down, but their eggs are sweet too. I use it to make egg salad the same way, but it's sweet, not like, a lot of deviled eggs are kind of like twangy, like with that mustard and the mayonnaise and the vinegar. Mine are not. Sweeter side. So, anyways, we're gonna get to it, guys. We're
Yes.
back in Michigan.
Woo.
Following, I don't know how I can follow up Sarah's killer episode though.
That's
Which
okay.
was had a lot of twists and turns there.
Let's give the people a peaceful thing, more peaceful.
This one's not that peaceful. It's not like my episode's not gonna be as long. These dudes are pretty messed up. They're
Okay.
brothers.
Oh, okay.
But we're gonna go over our missing person. So our missing person this week is Dewan Christian Sims. And he's been missing since December 11th, 1994, from Livonia, Michigan. He was 4 years old at the time that he disappeared. He was roughly 3 foot tall, 50 pounds. He was last seen wearing a blue hooded three-quarter length winter jacket over a yellow, blue, and green windbreaker. Dude, that's totally 90s. The windbreakers. Dark blue sweatpants and low top Fila sneakers. And I know those Fila sneakers were like the thing back in the day. And not to interrupt this, but did you know the fanny pack is coming back? But they have a whole different name for it. I don't know what it is they're calling it, but my mom was telling me. And I was like, wow, didn't think the fanny pack was going to come back. I can break out my Power Rangers fanny pack that I've had stored in storage since I was like eight.
Bell bottoms are coming back too.
That I can get behind that trend. I hate, like, yeah. Anyway, he is an African American male with brown, nope, black hair and brown eyes. I got it all backwards there. And the details of his disappearance, Dewan's mother, Dewania, who has the same last name as Harris, or who had the same last name as Harris in 1994, was later known by her married name of Dewania Wiggins, told authorities that her son disappeared while shopping with her at the Wonderland Mall in Livonia, Michigan on December 11th, 1994. Dewania stated her son was walking along the corridor between Target store and the main area of the shopping mall with her when he suddenly vanished at approximately 2:30 p.m. I just gotta stop there. They used to have Targets in the mall?
Yeah, I guess. Wait.
They said the Target store and the main area of the shopping mall. That's crazy. Okay. I mean, 1994, I was five. I don't know really what was going on. I was just knowing I was starting school and I had a new brother. And it said he suddenly vanished at approximately 2:30 p.m. and he was never heard from again. Investigators administered two polygraph tests to his mother, Dewania, shortly after he disappeared, and she failed both of them. Authorities stated that they did not believe her story and thought Dewan was never at the Wonderland Mall with his mother the day that he disappeared. No witnesses saw him there, and he didn't show up on the tapes from the mall's 12 surveillance cameras either. Witnesses did see Dewania arrive at the mall alone at 3:30 p.m., an hour after she says that he disappeared. Dewania has maintained her innocence and said in 1995 that she was in therapy to deal with her son's disappearance. She was never charged in connection with her son's case due to lack of evidence, and no suspects have ever been identified. Her mother said that Dewania was emotionally devastated by her son's disappearance. He had a life insurance policy taken out by his grandmother, but his grandmother said it was for Dewan's college education, and his mother didn't even know about it. Dewan's father passed a polygraph test in his son's disappearance and isn't considered a suspect. He said he believed Dwania was a good mother. In the years following Dwan's disappearance, his mother moved to Durham, North Carolina. She was living with her husband and children when she died there in 2020. There have been numerous leads regarding Dwan's whereabouts, although or whereabouts throughout the preceding years, but all failed to produce any evidence, and Dwan still remains missing. At the time of his disappearance, he enjoyed watching television, especially the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers show. His case remains open and unsolved. And they're all they're talking about my Power Rangers fanny pack.
The universe be universe-ing.
Right. That's the second time today. Remember the first one we had, the Warwick. Wasn't that what it was? Mine was in with
Warwick.
we had
Yeah.
the yeah, like the
The
missing
mystery
person
of
was from Warwick.
Warwick. Now I can say it.
Yeah, we got this. It's only took us all day. So, okay. So I am discussing brothers Larry and Danny Rains from Michigan, of
Yeah, I don't
course.
know them.
Ooh.
They did come up in my search for a case, but I knew that you were already doing it, so.
Yeah, I kind of tried to keep it shorter, like I shortened their stories a little bit.
Because you're better than me.
No, I'm not saying I'm better than you.
No, you can say it, because 37 pages was wild for me to think that that was comfy.
No, I mean it was fine. I enjoyed it.
My vocal
So,
cords did not.
well, I'm sure that probably just should have took a break in between.
You know who that is?
There, yes, Dr. Nels Arden, and I love him. And have you tried Dr. Nels Arden's chicken nuggets?
No, I didn't know he had chicken nuggets.
Well, they're not actually his. Okay, guys, I'm getting ready to give y'all facts, okay?
This is, we're talking about Dr. Now
Not
from My
from
600 Pound
Serpent Life.
Life.
Right. Okay. So somebody shared the recipe for the chicken nuggets that he gives like his people. Like apparently he has a recipe book and those were in it. So because low carb, high protein, that's what you want, you know, when you're trying to lose weight. So you know the canned chicken? So you take one of the small cans of chicken and you drain all the juice off of it. That's important. I always rinse it before I use it, but I use the canned chicken. Okay, so you're gonna drain all the juice off of it. Then you take a quarter of a cup of cheese and one egg. Add whatever kind of seasoning that you want to it. Stir it all up. Then pat it out into either nuggets or you can pat it out into chicken sandwiches. Put it in your oven or your air fryer on like 375 for like 10 minutes. 10 to 12 minutes, depending on. And I promise you, it'll make some of the best chicken nuggets you've ever had in your life. And it will, like, it's kid approved. Like, my son thought that I had just gave him, Ethan thought I gave him, like, a real chicken patty. Because it gets, that cheese gets good and crunchy on the outside. So it gives it, like, that hard shell. And the inside is good and soft.
I didn't know
Ethan was
that.
like, he said, that chicken sandwich was good. I'm like, I do like it.
Because it sounds pretty cheap to make, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean you can like at home anymore, I get like a big bag of chicken or I'll get like a bunch of like fresh chicken breast and I'll just put it in the crock pot like in the morning on Sunday morning while I'm at church. My chicken gonna be cooking and my pork roast is gonna be cooking. And we have a barbecue and pork this week. And then the chicken, I'll use the shredded chicken and I'll make chicken and dumplings one night. And then I'll make those chicken nuggets and stuff one night. And yeah, like,
That sounds good.
make it happen.
Word.
Anyways, I'm sorry. We got to talking about Dr. Now and I squirreled big time.
Well, it's because I showed you the car air
I
freshener that
love
said
that
there's no
show.
calories in mashed potatoes.
There's not. But if you add protein powder to it, there is. They have unflavored protein powder. I know that because after I had gastric sleeve surgery, I did that because well, watered down mashed potatoes was one of the first foods I could eat after I had surgery.
I'm gonna let you get into Michigan because that
Yeah.
sounds not pleasant. But
Yeah.
people do it, so no
Okay.
judgment.
It's all good. So Danny and Larry Raines were born in, I love this, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
That's where Derek Jeter is from.
With Danny being born on October 20th, 1943, and Larry born on March 22nd, 1945. Growing up, their father's strict parenting style led to constant competition between the two brothers, often resulting in fights over trivial amounts of money and being influenced to consume alcohol at a young age. So, like,
We
there was a lot
love
of,
a problematic daddy.
right. In 1954, their father left the family and moved to Florida to work as a gas station attendant, leaving Danny and Larry to navigate their teenage years without his presence. So Larry, at the age of 13,
Okay.
formed a close relationship with a 23-year-old neighbor named Sue, who had three children of her own. This bond led Larry to spend a significant amount of time with Sue and her children, eventually developing a romantic relationship with her. He was 13, she was 23. As Larry's involvement with Sue deepened, both brothers began dating. So, I mean, like, he was with Sue, but he was dating another girl. They both started dating this girl named Kathy from their high school. Yeah. However, juggling relationships with two different women took a toll on Larry's academic performance, causing him to drop out in the 10th grade. This led Larry down a path towards criminal activities, culminating in a car theft incident in 1962 that resulted in his arrest. To avoid a sentence, Larry agreed to enlist in the army as offered by the district attorney's office, which they used to do that back in the day. You hear of people, you know, petty crimes. They would offer you join the military because they wanted to ship you off to war. So shortly after Larry joined the military, his behavior quickly earned him a bad reputation due to his constant misconduct and struggles with alcoholism. Meanwhile, his brother Danny settled down and started a family with Kathy. So he did marry Kathy, having two children during this time. And in 1963, the brother Larry's issues came to a head when he drunkenly attacked a colleague, leading to his dismissal from the army. Obviously, he was dishonorably discharged. This forced him to return to his hometown of Kalamazoo, where he faced the consequences of his actions and the reality of his situation that he was in. Because at this point, here he is, dishonorably discharged, which that carries a lot of weight, and then no high school education. Like, he didn't finish high school.
Okay, remind me again who's older?
Danny is older.
He's the one that just got dishonorably discharged.
No, that was
That
the
was
younger one,
Larry.
Larry.
Larry, okay.
Danny, the older one,
He had a
married
life.
Kathy. Yep.
Okay.
I know it's going back and forth between the two. But Larry comes back and he repeatedly asks Sue to marry him, you know, his lady that's 10 years older
Oh,
than him.
yeah, the
However,
illegal
she,
rapist.
yeah, right.
Okay.
Sue consistently turned him down, which caused him to spiral into a deep depression. This ultimately led him to attempt to end his own life by inhaling exhaust fumes from his car, only to be rescued by a police officer who just so happened upon him and took him to a psychiatric hospital for treatment and observation.
Where he needed to be.
Right? So on May 30th, 1964, we're going to get into Larry's crimes first,
Okay.
okay?
Larry's
So,
the little brother.
right, Larry is the
Larry's
younger.
little.
Right.
That's how I have to remember things.
So May 30th, 1964, Larry pretended to be a hitchhiker and was given a ride by Gary Albert Smock, a 30-year-old school teacher from Plymouth who was passing through Kalamazoo.
This will always be a point of contention in my brain that people used to just hitchhike.
Hike. Right, I know. I'm just gonna open the door and get in.
Yeah, and they didn't really think a whole lot about it,
And
but.
what's crazy is my dudes were acting close to the same time as your dudes.
Yeah.
Or your dude. I said dudes, but your dude.
My dude.
So during this journey, Larry pulled out a weapon, forced Smock out of the car, and made him climb into the trunk where he locked him in. As he continued driving, Smock tried to escape, which prompted Larry to stop the car, tie him up. Then he proceeded to shoot him twice in the back of the head before stealing $3 and other valuables and leaving the car by the roadside. So that was a
Three
very three
dollars,
whole dollars.
which this is 19.
64. So
I have to do it.
it's probably like
I just have to know.
$30,
Maybe.
if even that. I don't
Hang
know.
on. $3 in 1964 to 2024. $29.78.
Yep, you're spot on. So, in the following months, Larry confided in several people about the murder, leading to his arrest on June 5th, 1964, in front of his friend's house. He did not resist arrest and admitted to killing Smock, with evidence like his watch and shoes linking him to the crime scene. When questioned at the police station, Larry confessed to four other murders during gas station robberies. So they didn't even have him linked to these. Including the killing of Charles E. Snyder in Elkhart, Indiana, an Air Force serviceman in Paw, Michigan.
Paw, Michigan.
A man in Las Vegas, Nevada, and another man in Kentucky. Larry was unable to provide the names for three of his victims, but investigators suspect that one of them might have been Vernon Law Benet, a 21-year-old serviceman from Southfield, Michigan, who was shot dead at a gas station near Battlefield Creek on April 6, 1964, the day before he was supposed to get married.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Larry claimed that he committed the murders for robbery, and intending to end his own life after consuming all the stolen goods. But he never followed through with his plan, which obviously he did, you know, attempt to kill himself at one point, and the police officer stopped him. So It's looking like he attempted, but, you know, he didn't make good on that. Larry had to undergo a psychiatric evaluation, which ultimately determined that he was mentally unstable. The doctors who examined him came to the conclusion that the deep-rooted psychological damage inflicted by his father had led him to develop an unconscious aversion towards gas stations, as they served as a painful reminder of his troubled past. Because remember, his father
left to be a gas station
to go work at the gas station, and so they're
in Florida.
In Florida. So as a result, Rain's trial commenced on September 29th, 1964, so they did not waste any time. After careful deliberation by the jury, he was pronounced guilty of the murder of Gary Smock on October 8th, and subsequently on October 23rd, he received a life sentence in prison with no possibility of parole. Okay?
Mm-hmm. This is just Larry.
This is just Larry. Now we're getting into Danny. Remember, Danny was the older
Danny
one.
Danny sounded like he put his life together, so I'm nervous for Danny.
Danny was the older one, married to Kathy, two kids, okay?
Yeah, the one that didn't start a sexual relationship with a predator.
You just wait.
I'm waiting.
This is gonna get weird, guys, okay? So, following his brother's conviction, Danny Raines began to have frequent arguments with his wife, and his behavior took a turn for the worse, especially in terms of his sexual conduct. So you were just talking about sexual conduct, and now here we are. That's why I kind of chuckle a little bit. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I haven't.
And in November 1968, he committed a violent act by attacking 18-year-old Dorothy King in Battle Creek, where he forcibly took control of her car at gunpoint. Raines then attempted to drive Dorothy to a secluded area outside of town with the intention of raping her. However, Dorothy managed to escape when Raines made a wrong turn, near Kellogg Community College. This led Danny to discarding his gun and fleeing the scene, leaving behind the car in the pharmacy parking lot where Dorothy worked, and was attacked. So basically, he just looped around, took the car back, and left.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's nothing yet. Subsequently, Danny was identified by the victim and arrested. And he was later found guilty of felonious assault on Dorothy King on February 4th, 1969, and was sentenced to 3 to 4 years in prison on April 15th, 1969. During his time behind bars, Kathy filed for divorce.
Bye, Kathy.
Bye, Kathy. But Kathy will be back later.
Bye, Kathy. I hope you find your dad.
So after being granted parole on February 17th, 1972, so Danny...
So he did 2 years.
Right. 69 to 72, Danny was in jail. So Danny gets back out February 17th, 72, And he returned to Kalamazoo and found employment. Can you guess where?
Somebody's at a gas station.
As a gas station operator.
Oh, like his daddy.
It was during this period that he crossed paths with 15-year-old Brent Eugene Coster.
Poor Brent. I'm saying poor Brent because
don't
I feel like...
Don't say poor Brent.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, don't say poor Brent.
I thought he was going to be a victim.
Brent Eugene Coster, a troubled youth with a chaotic family background due to his mother's schizophrenia and his father's alcoholism. So once again, we got that messed up family dynamic. So what do you think is going to happen here?
I mean, he's going to be a gas station attendant. I'm just kidding.
So Danny's
going to be a murderer.
Danny takes Brent under his wing.
Brent are going to be murderers.
Right. Providing him with shelter in one of his girlfriend's trailers and helping him secure a job. So I'm assuming he went to work at the gas station because he helped him secure a job.
Nice.
So with Brent lacking positive influences in his life and Danny offering guidance, the young boy was easily swayed into becoming Danny's accomplice in criminal activities.
My goodness.
Oh, here we go. So at this point, Danny and Brent commit a heinous act on July 5th, 1972, when they raped and murdered Linda Clark and Claudia Bidstrup, both 19-year-old Chicago residents. The tragic incident took place at a gas station.
Saw that coming.
Close to I-94, where Danny was employed at the time. Following the brutal act, the perpetrators wrapped the victim's bodies in a blanket and placed them in the rear of their vehicle. Brent then drove the car to a wooded area near Galesburg, where he proceeded to set it ablaze in an attempt to eliminate any potential evidence that could link them to the crime. The remains of the women were discovered 14 days later by a passing motorcyclist. Like, could you imagine any of that? And then finding them?
No.
Oh, my God. So, August 5th. So, you got July 5th. Now, exactly 1 month later, August 5th, near Western Michigan University.
Hey, all of mine were at Eastern Michigan University.
Right. Danny and Brent encountered an 18-year-old hitchhiker.
Yo, why is everybody hitching? I bet you my dad was there in the 70s.
Named 60s. Pamela Fernow. Using a knife to threaten her, they forced her to accompany them to the woodlands by Morrow Lake, close to Comstock Township. There they subjected her to multiple instances of rape before Danny ultimately ended her life by strangling her to death with a plastic bag.
Mm-mm.
So, despite Danny's efforts to keep their crimes hidden, Brent apparently had a big fat mouth.
Yeah, he feels like the type.
He's 15.
Yeah, he seems like the type.
Brent eventually confessed to a few street workers about their involvement in the murders in September.
Yep.
In September of that year. So, September of 72. So, one of these individuals happened to be an informant for the police.
Lovely.
So, leading to Brent being arrested on September 5th, 1972, during interrogation, like, all the fives there. Did you notice that? July 5th, August 5th, September 5th. During the interrogation, Brent openly admitted to his role in the killings and also pointed fingers at Danny Raines, who was apprehended on the same day. That's justice. Fifth. That's just it. Brent further disclosed that Danny had shared details with him about another heinous crime involving the abduction, rape, and murder of 28-year-old Patricia Hawk on March 19th. So that was before those two had ever, like, that was shortly after he got out. Because you think about it, he had just gotten out of jail on February 17th is when he got parole. So this woman's murder would have happened, like, just barely over a month after he'd been released because it was March 19th. And then July 5th, they killed the two girls. And then August 5th was this girl. And so then by September, they had him.
Yep.
So.
This is just Danny.
This is just Danny and Brent.
Yeah. His little brother's just out there.
So,
Larry.
Huh?
Larry's just out
Larry's
there
in jail.
Well, he's out there in the world somewhere, just not with these guys.
Yeah, Larry's in prison at this point.
Because he didn't get out until 72, right?
So, no, that was... So remember,
was that Danny?
Danny had
I'm getting
to jail.
The brothers confused.
It's okay. Danny had... Yes, Danny...
He went to jail.
He went to jail.
For 4 years, right?
For 4 years. He got out.
He got out. Kathy got a divorce
Larry,
from him.
Larry, once they got Larry, they had Larry because he had committed those other four murders and they got him on those. So they were like, nope, you're ours forever.
Okay.
So Danny does the 3 years for like the assault on Dorothy King. Because remember, in 1969.
Felonious assault.
Felonious assault. Even though he's going to rape and kill her, we know
right.
what's
okay.
going to happen.
So Larry's gone.
Larry's gone.
We're not talking about Larry.
We're not talking about Larry no more. This
anymore.
Is all Danny.
This is all Danny.
Crime.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry, y'all, if I confused
you.
No,
you didn't. It's just me. Because I was like, wait, where'd Larry go?
Yep. No, Larry's been in jail ever since.
Nope, you're good. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. So, but he had committed another rape, abduction, and murder on this Patricia in March. Less than a month after being out. So, the subsequent trial saw Brent taking the stand as a crucial witness for the prosecution. And Danny was convicted of first-degree murder in Fernow's case and second-degree murder in Hawk's case, receiving a life sentence without the possibility of parole on August 9th, 1973. Additionally, he entered a no-contest plea for the murders of Clark and Bidstrip, resulting in two more life terms. As a result of a plea agreement, Brent pled guilty to second-degree murder in the Clark case and was sentenced to life imprisonment with a chance of parole on July 21st, 1975. The judge's scathing remarks to Brent during sentencing underscored the severity of their crimes and the impact that they had on society. The Raines brothers... So, obviously, the Raines brothers, driven by the madness of their childhood, that's just basically all you can say. They were both incarcerated at this point. But Larry took a significant step in the early 1970s. And he officially changed his name to Monk Steppenwolf.
What?
Monk Steppenwolf. Steppenwolf.
Where am I looking? I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I just want to read it. Monk.
Steppenwolf.
Ew. Isn't Steppenwolf a band?
It's inspired by Hermann Hesse's novel Steppenwolf, a book he read back in 1967. This decision came after his brother's conviction.
Monk Steppenwolf.
Right.
Ew.
And okay. He changed his name because he said that his brother had basically tarnished the family name. Mm-hmm. So, interestingly, though, even while behind bars, are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Larry managed to maintain contact with his brother's ex-wife.
Kathy!
And they eventually tied the knot on his 31st birthday.
Stop. She married
March
both
22nd,
of them?
1976.
She married both of them?
I remember she was diddling them both in the beginning.
But still, I mean...
She married the other brother, yes.
But he's in prison for
right.
life.
Right.
But she married him anyway?
She married him anyway.
Okay.
During his time in prison, Larry had a visit from journalists in August 1986. And in the interview, he openly discussed his interactions with his mother, sister, and another woman with whom he had been romantically involved with for 3 years. Surprisingly, Larry revealed that he and his brother Danny had not spoken to each other since the late 1960s. He attributed this estrangement to the heinous nature of Danny's crimes, which tarnished the family name and ultimately led Larry to change his own name. Larry also disclosed some deeply personal struggles he faced in the mid-1960s. He admitted to making several unsuccessful suicide attempts, including hanging himself and ingesting lacquer thinner and gelatin capsules. I don't know what that does, but okay. However, in the early 1970s, he found solace in bodybuilding, I guess, while in jail.
What a thing to turn to. You hear
right.
everybody turning to God.
Right.
He wants
going
a
bodybuilding. Unfortunately, at one point, he took his dedication to extreme measures, and was ceasing all sports activities and refusing to eat for a staggering 29 days. But Larry did share that he was managing to make a small living while serving his sentence by engaging in, like he utilized his time, like sewing slippers and drawing, which, you know, if you think about it, what was his name? He did art from behind in jail too. Like I told you, I showed you the one, the clown guy. I didn't forget his name. I had
John
a whole
Wayne
month.
Gacy.
There we go. John Wayne Gacy. You know, he did all the artwork while he was in jail too. So basically he was selling all this stuff while he was there.
Wow.
So yeah, he was. Yeah. So Larry claimed to have had four affairs with different women during his 22 years in prison, two of which began while he was still behind bars. How that happens, I don't know. In the late 1970s, he faced disciplinary action when prison officials discovered a plot by eight inmates to kill another prisoner using a crossbow that Larry designed.
Wow.
So, Larry Raines passed away at the Saginaw Correctional Facility on November 12th, 2023. So
oh, wow, he just died.
Just died not long ago.
Wait, what was it? November 12th?
November 12th, 2023.
That was a week before my accident.
His brother, Danny, on the other hand, died of natural causes at Lakeland Correctional Facility in Coldwater, Michigan on January 29th, 2022.
Hey, it was my daddy's
at
birthday.
At the age of 78.
Wow.
Danny's partner in crime, Brent Koster, went through various sex offender rehabilitation programs. He managed to obtain a law degree and was considered an exemplary prisoner by the prison authorities. But despite his good behavior, his parole requests were consistently denied. However, in September of 2020, during another parole hearing, the commission finally approved Brent's application for release. This decision was based on his apparent remorse for the crimes that he committed and the fact that he was young when he committed them, making it unlikely for him to reoffend. After spending 48 years behind bars, the 64-year-old Koster, Brent Koster, was released from the G. Robert Cotton Correctional Facility on January 21st, 2021. He is set to be fully discharged from his sentence on January 21st, 2025, so he's under, like, probation parole type thing.
So he's almost done.
Yep. During his final parole hearing, Brent expressed his desire to have a chance to contribute to society as a free citizen, acknowledging that he deserved to spend the rest of his life in prison for the crimes that he helped commit.
Wow.
So, but, you know, I don't know. Brent was very, very young. He didn't have... I mean, he's obviously old now. I mean, he's in his 60s. And the thing is like, he... So, it's like, you know, we did the Killer Kids episodes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, we had that one guy, the very first one. I can't remember his name now. The redheaded little fella that killed the other little boy. You know, jumped off the bicycle. Lured him into the woods and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is one thing.
The little, like, 12-year-old with the murder glasses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that is one thing. That is a child doing it on their own.
Yeah.
But when you have a 15-year-old boy... who is very impressionable and obviously already is coming from a very questionable environment. His mother has schizophrenia and his father is an alcoholic. That's like double whammy, the possibilities of you having at least a mental disorder or developing some kind of
addiction
ism yourself. And so for him to be taken under this guy's wing, that's in itself is super questionable. And I feel like that guy probably played a huge part in him being where he ended up.
Dude, that was crazy, though. And the fact that they were brothers, like...
Right. And the one brother's like, oh, his crimes are awful.
Well, I always say it's, like, it's not such a shock for, like, one sibling to do heinous things, but it's always a shock when both of them do something.
And all of the crimes happened at gas stations. They got daddy problem.
Imagine... Like, I wouldn't necessarily go to a gas station and be like, this is where daddy left me. He left me for a gas station. I don't know. I just don't feel that. That's really weird.
Crazy.
Dude.
I feel like there's probably something deep-seated that they just didn't talk about.
Well, they're dead.
They're dead
and
now.
Brent
so we'll never
is
know.
Out.
Right. Hopefully Brent doesn't reoffend. If you're listening, Brent, get it together and keep it together.
I know, you're old.
You're old.
And wrinkly. In
No.
all the worst ways.
Ew. Never mind. I'm going to shut up. We
You
can
took
roll
it
on.
there. He's old and wrinkly somewhere. I didn't
No,
say
I was
where.
just going to say, hopefully the parts that help get you in jail are broken now.
Did you know that if you go to the hospital or the emergency room or something, and you are under, I think, the age of 65, you are considered a young patient? They do not consider you old unless you're 65 plus.
Well, then
Did
maybe you're not as old as I thought you were then, Brent.
yeah.
Okay?
But
Just keep it together,
I
dude.
learned that from Nurse John. He was like, no, we consider them a young patient.
But yet, if you're 35 or over 30 having a kid, you're
You're
geriatric.
geriatric. Yeah.
What?
I guess your
Okay.
uterus just doesn't have the same aging properties as the
As
rest
the
of you.
rest of you.
But yeah.
Although men can have kids until they're dead.
Seriously. But thank you so much for bringing that to me. I guess maybe I've heard of the Raines brothers, like their names, but haven't.
Rains, not Wayne, guys.
Raines, Raines, Raines,
Raines, yeah.
Raines.
Respect.
That's
Yeah.
not what they deserve.
No.
Just kidding. That sucked. Let me never do that again.
No, it's okay.
But
I'm
yeah.
just. Yeah, so there you go. That's it, guys. Sorry
Well,
it was long. It was
it's not
longer
that.
than I thought it was going to be.
It's not that long. Mine was an hour and a half. You're at 51 minutes.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that,
I
and
did.
we will be coming back to you next week in Virginia.
Vagina.
Yep.
Virginia. I've heard people call it that.
Yeah.
Virginia. Yeah, I'm like Virginia, Virginia. Get out of here. Anyway, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Any parting words for the fans?
Lock your doors. Don't hitchhike, even though we shouldn't be doing that these days. We have plenty of get an Uber.
Big facts. Although that is a form of hitchhiking, if you think about it, you're still getting into the car with a stranger,
You're just
just
paying a
you're
stranger
trapped.
to take you places. Yeah, true.
But yeah.
Anyways, lock your doors and don't play with Ouija board, guys.
And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Patreon. Consider subscribing. And as always, there's probably something sinister right in your own backyard.
Dun dun dun.